Happy Soul Sunday. Welcome back to another session of A Walk Back to Self-Love. Thanks for showing up and energy exchanging on the other end. Hopefully things are moving and grooving in your world. Things are definitely moving and grooving in mine in all kinds of colorful ways, per usual. So, riding the wave of life. And this weekend has been stellar. My favorite word, stellar. On my last session, I was talking a little bit about the negative side of Burlington, like the housing market. I bumped into somebody yesterday and we started talking about that. You know, the cost of living, the struggle, the fact that there are, you know, a plethora of drug addicts just out and about everywhere. Like in her neighborhood, in mine, the housing shortage, the lack of initiative from the mayor, like, you know, all the stuff that comes with a city. But it's because it's Burlington that most people aren't hyper-focused because it's not a major, you know, metropolitan city. And like I said in the last episode, most people connect it to Bernie Sanders or snowboarding or, you know, wacky Vermonters or, you know, whatever. But this weekend, I've been able to see such a, I don't know what word I want to use, just the vibe in the city has been phenomenal. And it's my first jazz fest in Burlington. And I've had such a good time. Like, I had to do some yoga today to stretch it out because I walked 5 miles yesterday total. I opened up my fitness app and I walked 5 miles because, so I live downtown and that's where all of the jazz fest is happening. And what's cool, how they designed it here, is it's all over the downtown area. So right by the lake, Champlain, in the mountains, you have Waterfront Park. Then you have Main Street Block Party. Then you have the top of the block of Church Street. And then all the surrounding bars and lounges and a jazz club here and the Vermont Comedy Club all have, you know, its own lineup of jazz musicians. And Lakeisha Benjamin is the curator of it. And just, it's been phenomenal. It's been phenomenal. So yesterday I was doing things in shifts. So I went by the water park or Waterfront Park and got to check out Snack Time, who's an R&B funk jazzy group from Philly. And then another group called Witch. And I just, you know, the vibe was just so good. It was so good. And then you turn around and you look out at the lake and the mountains and I'm like, oh my God, in this moment, I love my fucking life. I know a lot of times I can be drowning in my own darkness and trapped in my mind. But yesterday, for the first time in a while, I felt like, yeah, I'm right where I need to be. And I'm so glad that life brought me to this moment, even though, you know, I question things and I don't know if the dots are connecting in my life necessarily. But yesterday I felt that moment of perfection, that moment of bliss, because everything has just been laid out so perfectly here for the Jazz Fest. And so then after spending a couple hours there, walked around downtown, came home to use the restroom and then like just chill because I was in the sun. And then got back out there, went back to Waterfront Park and checked out Corey Henry. Corey Henry brought the Holy Spirit through my body that I didn't even know. Like you hear about it, like, oh yeah, I was feeling the Holy Spirit through my body. No, he manifested and brought out the Holy Spirit that was moving through my fucking body. And I had never had a moment like that, like last night. He was phenomenal. The crowd could not stand still. Like he had us all just moving and feeling good and feeling connected to life and what he was really preaching about And he said something that I have thought so much, unfortunately, in the last couple years. But through his gospel, he was saying that we have to wake up to the truth. We have to go back to history, you know, paraphrasing, of course, and find the truth and be the change and be the love and be the peace. And if we don't, we may end up going back to slavery. And I'm like, yes, that is exactly, unfortunately, the thoughts, because we are rolling back so much in history and in our modern day society, whether it's our rights as women with our bodies, what Black people are going through. Of course, you know, what's next? Women losing the vote. If we're already trying to be controlled so extremely with our bodies, and then, of course, the trans community and the LGBTQ plus community, it's like, of course you would want to be open about that. You want to address that. Like, how far are the government and politicians trying to go? So, you know, there was a little bit of like a blip of an energy switch up when he was singing that. But I was like, yes, yes, this is exactly what I've been thinking and talking about in different groups of people that I have met and had these conversations in the last few years. And so it just was, I was flying high last night in a lot of ways. You know, like everybody, like they had food trucks out and the music, and it was packed. Like I definitely, you know, I'm kind of hard on Burlington, and it's been rough living here the last almost year. Next month it'll be a year that I've been here. But this weekend, I'm like, man, I am so grateful that I live here right now in my life where I'm at. I'm grateful that I'm here, because this is what I live for. This is what makes me feel alive. Music is so incredibly good for the soul. And there's a reason, because it moves through our body. And then if you have passion and talent that are bringing that to you, their purpose, their ability, their talent. Like, I was like tearing up last night. I was like, oh my God. Luckily I had my sunglasses on, but I didn't even give a fuck if anybody saw me, because it just moves, you know, music moves you. And hopefully to a space of empowerment, hopefully to a space of action, you know, and whether it's on a societal level or just within your life, because, you know, we're always rushing. I'm always rushing. I don't know where the fuck I'm going, but I'm always rushing. I'm like running. If I could run every day, I'm always running, but I don't know what I'm running to. And so, like, even the tone of people walking on the street, like, I'm a fast city walker. Like, I'm always on the go, so I can move. And plus, I have long legs, so I have, like, long strides. But I had to slow the tempo down last night because, like, there was just so many people. And then, of course, there were kids. So it's like, all right, you know, maybe I just need to, in this moment, slow down. Look around. Absorb the atmosphere. You know, like, where am I rushing off to? Slow down, Amber. Slow down. And so, and in downtown Burlington, the incline from the waterfront park and the water area to Church Street, some streets are quite a incline where you're like, at least me, I mean, I'm pretty in shape, but even going up those inclines, I'm always out of breath. I'm like huffing and puffing. I'm going up these fucking inclines, which is why I don't ride a bike unless I have an e-bike in the downtown area, because, like, you have to really get up those inclines, and if you're not careful, you're going to roll back down. But so I say that because, you know, I read something yesterday that there was a Reddit post talking about how it got the conversation going on social media of how many people judge. And a lot of it was based around, in that specific conversation, about what people name their kids. But let's open up the scope a little bit, and I'm guilty of it too. Of course, we're all on some level judgmental, because we're all opinionated. We all want to have a say in something. Look at our social media, look at our world, look at our government, look at our everything. humanity wants to have an opinion in everything. But the true courage and the true, I think, authenticity of self is when you don't give a fuck, because you already know someone in passing, in your, hopefully not your circle of friends, but or your family or colleagues or whatever, are always going to have an opinion of you. Always. Always. Until the day that we die and we're no longer here. And even then, think about when you go to a funeral or, you know, celebration of life afterwards. How many times do after the grieving, you know, subsides for the day, you start talking about like the crazy shit that person used to do, or maybe they weren't such a good character, you know? And so you start bringing up old shit. It doesn't matter if you're long gone, people are still going to judge you and talk about you. So live your life. But I say that because we are such a judgmental society, because our human minds are on some level wired that way. It's like we get so trapped in our minds, whether we're judging ourselves or we're judging others. And so I say that because I have been in the judgmental space of Burlington because, well, for one, this wasn't on the vision board of places I wanted to go. So when my life took me here, I was like, oh, shit. Like, I used to come here and visit, and you know, and it was fine to visit, but to live permanently, it's been a different experience. But what I realized this weekend, and I was really hard on Burlington, you know, because it's beautiful here. Like, yeah, there's some unfortunate shit unfolding, and it's now becoming more in everybody's face here. But then, like I was saying yesterday to somebody, I said, but then you turn around and you look at that. And you look at the mountains and Lake Champlain and the beach here, and you're like, okay, this can't save me every day, but growing up in the Midwest where it's flat and living in some flat parts like Indiana, you're like, damn, like there's a jazz fest happening, and it's thriving in the city this weekend. It's been going on. This is the last day for 5 days. And then you turn around and you have this beautiful Mother Nature creation behind you as the sun is shining and people are smoking weed and having cocktails and eating food and listening to music and kids are dancing. And you're like, this is life. It can't be like this every day, of course, but this is life. And I'm alive still to see it out, you know, and to be a part of it. So, you know, just like any city, there are ups and downs. There are the good and the bad, you know, the negative and the positive. But yeah, so that's been my weekend so far. And, you know, I recently have got back into radio, which has been its whole energy. Outlet, you know, like besides my podcast. So after about 5 years, there was an opportunity to, you know, get back in a little bit. So, I've been able to go back to a passion that at one point in my life, you couldn't have told me that I was not going to be in radio. I'm a different person, of course, now. The industry has changed. The world has changed. So it's like getting back to riding that bike, you know? But I am on right now, 10 to 3 during the weekdays. I go by Amber Stone on 95XXX here in Burlington. So it's been good for me. It's been very good for me. And just to see the level of passion that still exists within the industry, and the stamina that people have in radio, you know, amongst the changes and the choices that people have. So I've been able to talk about the Jazz Fest here and like all that good stuff during my shows. And so, you know, I just miss that community element. I did Relay for Life with the radio cluster on Friday, and it's been a long time since I've been a part of Relay for Life. You know, it's a different epidemic. It's a different trauma and grieving process of the human experience, and that's cancer. You know, like, yes, we have our worldly issues. We have our societal issues. But you know what else you can add on to the list? Fucking cancer. And the fact that, yes, we want to see a cure, but does the powers that be, the pharmaceuticals, the medical world, the government, do they want to see a cure for cancer? That's questionable. That's out for discussion. The rapid pace and amount of people who've been affected by cancer on this planet, all over the world, amongst all the other chaos, do they all really want a cure? So it was really good to be a part of that and to just remember that, you know, cancer doesn't discriminate. It goes after everybody. And the stories that you hear about the different, and that's the thing, like the different forms of cancer. It's not just one area of your body or one type of cancer. There's so many layers to cancer. But I don't think about that on a day-to-day basis because I'm looking at what's happening in politics, what's happening racially and socially, housing, drugs. But we don't always think about cancer unless you are dealing with it in some capacity. So, you know, yeah, I've been enjoying dabbling back into radio. But yeah, that's my quick little session today is, you know, as usual, I'm all over the place. But I'm just enjoying my life. Because I don't give myself that peace all the time. You know, like how many of us are always racing to get somewhere and we think we know, well, I want this said thing. I want this goal. But like, why are we rushing there? Oh, because you're running out of time. Because X, Y, and Z. Like I've been, I mean, I'm very happy that in May I turned 40. Like, hell yeah. Like, I'm owning it. But it is a little bit of a, like, mind fuckery sometimes where you're like, damn, do I look 40? And what does 40 look like? You know, like, who am I in my 40s? And then, of course, if you toss it out to society, they'd be like, oh, shit, it's all downhill from here. How many 40-something-year-olds or 50s and 60 are in the shadow side of their age? It's like, oh, God, I'm old. Oh, my body. Oh, my knees. You know, and obviously our bodies will age over time. That's a fact. That is an absolute fact. But do we enjoy when our bodies are working for us? Or are we like, oh God, I'm almost 40. Or oh God, I'm almost 55 or whatever. Because we get stuck in our heads. So I'm just trying to enjoy life. I want to see the world. And find moments of joy and help out where I can. And there's a lot here in Burlington that, you know, is going on. And it's really, I mean, like back when I used to come here and visit when I had lived in another part of Vermont, it was not like it is now. And a lot of people since I've lived here have told me that COVID really hit the city hard. A lot of businesses went out, housing, the shortage because of the college kids. Like, you know, there's so much that we could discuss. But because I'm a solutions-based thinker, what are the solutions? And I don't think there really is any with the housing, especially. I mean, it's crazy. It's really crazy. So hopefully, you know, that's always the goal, right? To find a solution to a problem. But everybody has to be on the same page for that solution, especially if it's not just you. You know, if there are multiple people involved you all have to be on the same page or similar page to move that forward. And then, you know, I was like, oh my God, it's not even 2024 yet. Like, the presidential campaign hasn't, like, we ain't even there yet. So it's like, you know, the only constant thing in life is change. But as change is unfolding and happening, you got to have fun. And that's what I'm doing this weekend. So today I'm going to go to a farmer's market. I'm going to go to this little bakery that has pork buns, because I love pork buns and I hear that it's amazing there. So I'm going to take public transportation to go check that out. And then this evening, I'm going to go listen to Jazz Downtown for the final day to wrap it up. I think that, you know, you don't have to have all the answers in life, but you can have fun while you're figuring out those answers. And that's what I intend to do. I'm going to enjoy living in this mountain city for the time that I'm here until change happens. And energy exchange and hopefully align with like-minded people, right? Because nothing's worse than when you're in a conversation that you're like, oh, we got nothing in common. What are we going to talk about? That's, yeah, and I'm not a fan of small talk and surface layer. So it's like there has to be meaning in relationships for me. And that's what I'm on the search for. Now that of course, I still very much love being isolated and keeping to myself and wandering the streets by myself, which somebody I was talking to last night, they do the same thing. Like, oh yeah, most of the time I'm just wandering, you know, the streets by myself. I'm like, oh good, so I'm not the only one that's doing that. I thought, okay, I guess I'm just the outcast, like out here by myself. Because, you know, most of the time people love to surround themselves with people, you know, and not spend that time by themselves. But lo and behold, there are other people like me. So as I'm trying to get back out there with the connection, I need to make sure that it goes deeper than the surface layer, or those relationships don't really last very long. And it's also too much. It's the imbalance of life. You can either be too much on the side of, oh, I'm always got people around me and I'm always busy and I don't have time to, you know, reflect and have that alone time. Or you could be on the opposite side of that and you can spend so much time by yourself that you aren't connecting. And we need community. That's why we're lacking as a society and why we go through this bullshit in society, because we are not in the state and the energy of community. But, you know, that's about as far as my soapbox is going today. So enjoy where you're at in your life right now. Enjoy when you catch this soul session. Know that you got this. If you don't have love in your life, be the love for yourself. That's more important than anything. If I could have one thing I preach for the rest of my life on this earth, you cannot outsource that love. That has to come from within. Because if you don't, it's going to be a hard journey. And you're not going to attract and align with good souls. So you have to make sure that you love yourself first. And then I truly do believe that everything will just fall in alignment from there. It's going to take work. It's going to take time and patience, something that I very much lack, patience, but I'm a work in progress still. Masterpiece and a work in progress all at the same time, right? So thank you for being here. And until next time, be kind to yourself and be kind to others.